USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say 8 people are dead after a mass shooting in downtown San Jose. Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office confirming the shooter is also dead. The shooting taking place at a city transportation light rail yard this morning. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom saying enough is enough.
When are we going to come to grips with this? When are we going to put down our arms, literally and figuratively, our politics, stale rhetoric, finger-pointing, all a hand-wringing consternation that produces nothing except more fury and frustration, more scenes like this repeated over and over and over again. I say that not as a governor, I just say that as a father of four.
President Biden has asked the United States intelligence community to report to him within 90 days on questions surrounding the origins of COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Arrests were made after a deadly cable car crash in northern Italy.
In a follow-up, Italian police arrested 3 people Wednesday in the cable car disaster that killed 14 people on Mount Monterone in northwestern Italy. Interrogations revealed workers on Sunday placed a fork-shaped clamp on the emergency brake to deactivate it as a patchwork repair. Without any brakes, witnesses say after the lead cable broke, the cabin reeled back down the hill until it hit a pylon and pulled off the cables, falling 50 feet. The lone survivor, a 5-year-old boy, remains hospitalized. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance.
Montana Democrat Senator John Tester is sponsoring sweeping legislation to expand benefits and improve care for veterans suffering from toxic exposure. The bill, called the Cost of War Act, would require the federal government to provide health care coverage and disability compensation to veterans struggling with effects of toxic exposure related to their military service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The United States reached a major milestone this week with the White House reporting that over half of U.S. adults are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. This announcement came on the same day as a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that breakthrough COVID-19 infections are exceedingly rare in fully vaccinated people. And Dr. Ajish Jha tells ABC's Good Morning America this is great news for people that are on the fence regarding getting vaccinated.
These vaccines are way better than I would have predicted a year ago, but they're not 100%, right? Nothing in life is 100%. So yeah, we're going to see some breakthrough infections, exceedingly rare, and exceedingly rare that you'll get sick if you get infected. So these vaccines really are remarkable in terms of how safe and how effective they are.
As coronavirus cases in Japan continue to rise, the calls continue to cancel the Olympics.
One of Japan's largest newspapers has joined calls for the cancellation of this summer's Olympics. Asahi Shimbun has called for the cancellation in a Wednesday editorial, saying the decision to hold the games is reckless and demanded that Prime Minister Suga pull the plug. Tokyo remains under a state of emergency as COVID cases are on the rise and the healthcare system is stressed. The games are scheduled to start on July 23rd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson are teaming up against Aaron Rodgers and Bryson DeChambeau in the next edition of The Match this summer. The golf event will take place in Montana for charity. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.